The Prague Spring, the biggest classical music event in the Czech Republic, attracts top international orchestras and soloists every year. The 75th edition gets underway on Tuesday. However, due to the coronavirus situation, the festival will take a very different form this year, with no audiences in attendance and concerts being streamed online. I spoke to the festival spokesman, Pavel Trojan, on the eve of the 2020 edition.
11 concerts will form the basis of the alternative program for the Prague Spring Festival 2020, which will be broadcast live from 5 concert halls in Prague and 1 in Brno. And a special thing is, a solo recital will be given by Canadian violinist James Annis, who will perform exclusively for Prague Spring Festival from the United States.
You have chosen to bring this year's festival online for obvious coronavirus reasons. Could you tell us how exactly that works? Let's say I'm in the UK and I'm thinking of listening to the Prague Spring. How would I do that?
Well, all the concerts will be streamed live from our website. So anybody from all around the world can visit our website and click on the detail of the program or on our homepage, and it will be available there. And all the concerts shall be available for catch-up, or how to say it, for delayed streaming up to 30 days.
And I understand that Czech centres and embassies are involved in the festival too this year, or in promoting it. Could you explain to us how exactly this will be done by them?
The Czech centres are our important partner in efforts to inform people abroad that despite the closed borders, they can enjoy the Prague Spring Festival online all around the world, and the mechanism will be they will sharing the links or cross-posting the videos on Facebook.
And the Prague Spring is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year. What is it like organising such an important festival during the coronavirus pandemic? I mean, does it involve a lot of improvisation, or was this a clear plan from the beginning? Did you perhaps inspire yourself from something?
Given this really atypical situation, the long-term and systematic preparation of the festival had to be replaced with various operating procedures. It has become Prague Spring Online because it's evolving really online.
If it's successful this year, are you thinking of keeping some of these things for next year? I don't know, keeping the online concerts, or will it just revert to the same old?
So it will be a big test for us. And the advantage of this atmosphere or this whole situation is that we believe a lot of new people, a new audience will come to Prague Spring Festival because it's available free in their living rooms. So this is definitely the advantage. And if we learn this festival how to make it completely online and stream it worldwide, I think it gives us a strong opportunity to take something from it and make it next year as well.
Is there something perhaps you would like to say to listeners, you know, why to tune in to Prague Spring Festival?
Keep fingers crossed, because it will be really difficult.